For the family of Donald Ivey, the day of reckoning is a week away. They've given Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan a deadline to respond to their demands to fire Police Chief Brendan Cox along with the three officers, Charles Skinkle, Michael Mahaney, and Joshua Sears, involved in the police action that resulted in Ivey's death back on April 2nd. A grand jury decided not to charge the officers, leading to an unusually emotional press conference by the district attorney last month. Officials ruled Ivey, who was unarmed and suffered mental illness, died of a heart condition after receiving the taser shock. Social activist and former Occupy member Bradley Russell says the Ivey case has resonated through every neighborhood and suburb.
When you have Dante and he can't leave his home on a cold night and walk down the street without his hands clearly visible as a black man in this community and not fear being hassled by the police when he's doing absolutely nothing wrong, it's incredible to me. As sort of a middle-class white male myself, I can walk down any street I want at 12:30 at night on a 23-degree night without my hands clearly visible. And there's no police in this town that are going to stop me and frisk me and hassle me and ultimately beat me, tase me, and kill me.
In October, following a review of police videos, a grand jury decided not to indict police. The Ivey family went on local television, stating videos showed officers beating and spitting on Ivey. That moved Albany police to release the videos, which showed no such incidents. Now, Ivy's aunt, Celinda Afosa, says the family viewed a different set of videos shown to them by D.A. David Soares.
When Chief Cox refuted what I had stated, my whole family was pretty upset about it because I'm sure he has seen those videos. And everything that I said, I'm not a liar, everything that I said that I saw on that video, it was like about six of my family members in there. So you can bring us all in there and they will attest to the fact that we all saw and heard the same thing.
There is no clear evidence that other videos exist. The district attorney's office and the Albany Police Department declined to comment. Chief Cox, who was not yet head of the department when the Ivey incident took place, is on record saying the officers will not be fired. The Ivey family has demands, according to spokeswoman Angelica Clark.
We demand the disarmament of the Albany police, including tasers and firearms. The police have demonstrated repeatedly an inability to appropriately or professionally wield lethal weapons when faced with people of color or individuals with mental illness.
Facing a November 30th deadline from the protesters, Mayor Sheehan was out of the office Monday and could not be reached for comment. You can hear Celinda Afosa's full statement to the media and Angelica Clark reciting the complete list of demands at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.